Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Alden Hines of Orient Lodge. That's orient-lodge.com. And you're listening to
another episode of Fiona's radio show.
Just about every Sunday evening at 6:30 Eastern United States time, Fiona and I discuss the events of the week. It provides some quality father-daughter time and has built up a large library of recordings of the two of us talking together. We've been doing this show since she was 6. She is now 13, so you do the math. Some weeks we have special guests call in. Some weeks we have unexpected guests call in. Sometimes it's family, friends, or neighbors. Or often it's just the two of us talking together. Do we have any guests lined up for this week, Fiona?
I know of.
Nor did I know of either. Also, it's, well, Fiona, what sort of week has it been?
It's been a good week.
Okay. But not a lot of special stuff, so it may be that we'll have a shorter show this week. But it is also Mother's Day, so we'll talk a little bit about that. But before we get on with the show, I'd like to encourage all parents to spend more time talking with their kids, perhaps recording some of the discussions for posterity, or doing as we do, sharing them on Blog Talk Radio. So, Fiona, what did you do for Mother's Day?
Well, we went up to Papa and Nana's house and had a nice cookout.
Okay. So, what did you have? What did you eat?
There was lots of stuff.
Hmm?
There was lots of stuff, but the pasta was especially good.
The pasta was especially
good. The salad thing.
The salad. So that was like a pasta
salad,
right? And did it have tuna fish in it?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So that was your favorite thing?
Mm-hmm.
And
the fruit salad.
And the fruit salad. Okay. And I had a hot dog and a sausage patty, and Mom had the same thing. And did you do anything special for Mom or for Nana?
Well, I drew Nana a picture thing.
Okay. I wasn't there when you gave that to her. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And can you describe it at all?
It's just Nana decorated really pretty.
It's just Nana decorated.
Like the word.
Oh, the word. So it wasn't like Nana herself decorated or a picture of her decorated. Okay. And did you do anything special for Mom?
Well, we did a cookout, and I'm just helping her with chores.
Okay.
And we're going outside to master.
Okay, so mostly we let her have a sort of good, quiet weekend.
Yeah, and we went out for Starbucks together this morning.
Okay. And I started doing some of the yard work to clean up the yard after the winter. And so for people who either aren't here in Connecticut or for people who listen to this several years hence, how about if you describe what it's like outside right now?
It's really quite warm.
Do you have a sense of how warm?
Like 80s? It's probably gone down since then.
Yeah, I think it climbed up to 82, maybe 84, and it's dropping down a little bit. How about just what does it look like outside in terms of trees, plants, that sort of stuff?
Everything's very green.
Everything's very green. And was everything very green, say, a week or so ago?
Not, well, yeah, I guess. Not really, really.
It's really...
Yeah.
It's really over the past week or so that so many of the leaves came out, though.
Yeah.
So, okay. And what else? What else are there for things that you can say about Mother's Day or what it's like outside?
It's been a really nice day. It's nice and warm. It was a pretty good day.
Right. I ended up yesterday morning gardening a little bit in front of the house. And in front of the house, there's three azalea bushes. And the azalea bushes are surrounded by pachysandra. And in front of the pachysandra is sort of the beginnings of an herb garden. So we have, do you know what the types of mint we have are, Fiona?
Cat mint, chocolate mint, and I feel like there's something else.
I think there's actually, we might have some lemon mint and some spearmint.
Yeah.
But the ones that seem to be doing the best right now, at least based on my recollection of what the different plants, where they are and what they look like, is it seems like the chocolate mint and the cat mint are doing the best.
And who enjoys the cat mint?
Yes. Well, I was just going to say that over the winter, a lot of the old cat mint died back, and so I was cutting out the dead cat mint, and or actually in a lot of ways, not so much dead cat mint, but sort of like dried cat mint. And yes, who was most interested in that?
Max, little kitty.
Yeah. Yes, our little black cat, Max, who is not really that little, very much enjoyed playing with the old cat mint, and for that matter, some of the fresh cat mint as well.
And did he eat any?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, and then he got pretty wild. And so, any other things about around the house?
Oh, the blackberry bushes are getting pretty, like, full with leaves.
Okay. Have you seen any blossoms on any of them?
Not yet.
Right. Have you seen any strawberry blossoms?
I don't think so. Are there strawberry bushes near us?
There's some low-lying strawberry plants right in front of the house. And last year, they had a few flowers, but not enough to produce any fruit. And they've got a few flowers this year, and they're looking a little stronger, so we'll see how they do. Maybe we'll get a few strawberries, but if so, it'll be just, you know, at most a handful. And then there's the old rose bush, right? Have you looked at that?
It's not doing great.
It's not doing that badly, though, actually. It seems to have survived the winter pretty well and has sprouted a bunch of leaves, so we'll see how that does. And there's also, and I'm not sure what kind of tree it is, down in the corner near the pond that has all the white flowers on it.
No, I don't know what type of tree that is. It's pretty, though.
Yeah, I think it's probably some type of apple tree, but I don't remember it having any fruit on it last year. But it did have some nice flowers last year, right? So, yeah, so we'll see how the various plants. The azaleas look promising but not great, as do the rhododendrons. How about the plant at the end of the driveway?
Which one?
The bleeding heart.
Oh, those are doing pretty good.
Yeah, those are doing pretty well. We've got a couple lilac bushes around, which don't seem to be doing quite as well. But I think that kind of captures most of what's been going on for plants around here.
Yeah.
Okay. So what other topics do we have?
Well, I saw Age of Ultron again.
Right, you saw Age of Ultron again. That was your second time?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But you didn't see any other movies recently?
Well, I rewatched Mean Girls.
Okay. Okay. How about anything about the school concert?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Okay. So when was the school concert?
Thursday.
Okay. And what did you sing?
What did we sing? The songs we sang? The Joy I Feel.
Okay. And so The Joy I Feel, before we move on from that, where's that from and what's the story about it?
It's from Africa.
Okay. Africa's pretty big. Do you know where in Africa?
North Africa.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. I was thinking it was sort of like Northeast Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. And anything more what that song was about or anything?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, well, let's move on. What was the second song?
Africa by Toto.
Okay. And what was the most interesting part of that song, do you think?
Most interesting?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How did it start?
The rain.
Can you describe the rain?
We made different sounds to match Lobo's rain, so we snapped, rubbed our hands together, and patted our laps and jumped.
Okay. And so that sort of made this sound of a rainstorm?
Yeah.
And the clapping was thunder?
Yeah, it was the lightning.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because that was kind of an interesting sonic experience, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so you sang the song Africa. And then what was the next song you sang?
The next song was The World Is Ours.
The World Is Ours. And what can you tell me about that song?
It's like the same song to the World Cup.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that. And anything else you can remember or you know about that to share?
No.
Okay, okay. And any other songs you sang?
That was it for the songs we sang.
Okay, okay. So we've talked about Mother's Day. We've talked about the concert. Any interesting things going on at school?
Not really.
You know, a while ago, we talked about how you were going to do a debate. Did that debate ever happen?
What?
A while ago, we were talking about how you were going to be doing debating at school.
What is it at all?
What?
A while ago.
So how did it go?
I don't really remember.
Okay, okay. I remember we were talking about you preparing for the debate, and then we never got back to that, so I was wondering what went on. So are there things coming up of interest that you want to mention? Fiona?
Yeah?
There we go. I missed the previous part. All I was hearing was a click, 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 click. I don't know if there's something weird going on with your phone or something.
Yeah, my phone's been really weird.
Okay, okay. So, upcoming things. Anything interesting upcoming?
Not really.
Okay, how about, Memorial Day's coming up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you going to do anything special on Memorial Day?
We might do the Memorial Day parade this year, but I'm not sure. I still have to talk to Ashley.
Okay, okay. So when you say we, who's the we that you're talking about?
What?
When you say we, who is the we you're talking about?
The Barn Girls.
The Barn Girls. So you might ride the horses from the barn, but you don't know?
Oh, we'd probably, well, yeah.
Okay, okay. Okay, and any other things coming up soon that you know of?
Not really.
So one thing that's coming up soon that I should mention is, let's see, I think it's 2 weeks from yesterday, if I'm thinking right, or maybe it's 3 weeks. I'm not sure. But there is, I think it must be 3 weeks. We're going to have another one of those international dinner and talent shows at church.
What?
We're going to have another one of those international dinner / talent shows at church.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah, in 3 weeks. You want to do anything for that?
What should we do?
I don't know. I don't know. But you could think about it. See if you can come up with any ideas. So, and because you remember last year when we did that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the food was especially good, right?
Right.
So, Fiona?
Yeah?
Are you paying attention?
Yeah, it's just being really staticky and weird.
Ah, okay, okay. It was sounding like with your sort of slow responses coming back, I was wondering if you were texting at the same time or looking at something on the computer at the same time?
No.
No? Okay. So we've talked a little bit about upcoming events, and then before you know it, it'll be your friend's bat mitzvah, right? And then we'll be into summer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, any other things to talk about for this week's show?
Not really.
So you think probably we should end it a little early?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you want to take
weird.
A minute? What?
Especially because my phone is being all weird.
Ah, okay. Okay, well then you want to take us on out?
Thanks, good night, and hopefully listen next week on Santa's Radio Show.
Thanks and good night.